It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
We'll say good morning, as we do every Monday at this time, to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. I rested up from the long weekend, and now we got some snow.
Yep, snowing a little here on a Monday morning, but I didn't think that was in the forecast, but it doesn't look like it's piling up too bad, so.
Yeah, I listened to, or, you know, I'm sorry to say this, but I listened to Watertown Radio this morning, and they said
what
that.
What did they say?
Sunny skies.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. It shows what they know. That's why you should listen to us instead of Watertown. We never said sunny skies, so, yeah. Well, how's your weekend? A good weekend, did you say?
It was a good weekend. Good. Ate a lot of turkey, got a lot of leftovers. Yeah. You know, so be eating off that for a few days.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's always good for a few extra meals.
Oh, we had two Thanksgivings. We had one on Thursday, and we had one on Saturday. And,
okay. You know. I thought you looked a little bigger than the last time I saw you.
Well, gee, thanks. No, that's all right. I'm trying to work on that, but...
Sorry about that. But, well, let's salute a veteran. I mean, of course. Before I get in more trouble here.
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Elmer Adam Heiserman. Elmer was born on April 4th, 1913 in Gary, South Dakota, and passed away on August 10th, 2006. He was a farmer in the Gary, South Dakota area. Entered active duty on April 18th, 1942, Fort Crook, Nebraska, into the Army Air Force, and was honorably discharged 4 years later, on March 7th, 1946, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a special vehicle operator with the 301st Air Materiel Squad of the 330th Air Service Group. Took part in battles and campaigns in the Western Pacific, and some medals and ribbons that he earned. He was the driver badge. He was a marksman with the M1 carbine rifle, American Theater Service Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, two overseas service bars, meaning he spent at least 1 year overseas service, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Elmer, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Absolutely.
And it should be everywhere else, so we thank the vets.
Yes.
Well, let's go into the topic today. I've got a new bill with some expanded benefits, new rules.
Yeah, it's... This press release was found on the Disabled American Veterans website, DAV.org, discusses new legislation that expands some Department of Defense benefits to veterans with service-connected disabilities. Service-connected disabled vets and their families will soon have access to certain new privileges, many of which were been longstanding DAV legislative priorities. Under the recently signed John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2019, parts of this bill, parts of this NDAA, say beginning in January of 2020, service-connected disabled vets and their caregivers will be eligible to use base commissaries and some morale, welfare, and recreational facilities on bases worldwide, better known to service members as MWR facilities. I had the privilege of serving at the Presidio Monterey, California for a year and a half, and in 2001, 2002, and out of all the MWR facilities in the Department of Defense, I was told that the one at the Presidio Monterey was the best. It was pretty cool. They offered kayaking on the Monterey Bay, salmon fishing, which I took part of.
I bet you did.
Although we caught a lot of cod. And
make some lutefisk out of that.
It was good, breaded and fried. You know, not jellied. And
That's a good thing. Yep.
But funny story about that, you know, that fishing experience I was on in the bay. There were five of us in this 15-foot, you know, fishing boat. And not far from where our boat was anchored in the bay, this humpback whale surfaced. And it was at least 50 feet long from what I could see above the water. And I'm thinking, we're in a bath toy.
That's right.
We're a bath toy.
You're at
toy
the mercy of this beast.
Yeah, we were a bath toy compared to this whale. But, no, it was fun. But, anyways, in addition, veterans with a service-connected disability rated permanent and total are now eligible to travel on DOD aircraft on a space available basis, also known as Space A. Eligibility, though, does not extend to spouses, significant others, or caregivers, and those wishing to travel Space A must have a DD Form 2765. I'm betting that's some form of ID or authorization. Other notable provisions passed in the legislation include improvements to the Transition Assistance Program, also known as TAP, which prepares transitioning service members for civilian life, which includes mandatory instruction on preparation for civilian employment, filling out resumes, things like that, and eligibility for VA benefits and services. It also allows for transitioning service members to select 2 days of specific training in their choice. I wonder what kind of training that is, if it's some kind of skill or administrative clerical or what kind of... be interesting to find out about this. But further details regarding implementation of these new benefits are expected to be released in September of next year. You can visit amc.af.mil/home/amc-travel site for more information regarding Space A travel. And stay up to date on this and other critical legislation impacting disabled veterans by joining DAVCAN, which is Disabled American Veterans Commanders Action Network, at davcan.org. You can also contact our office, and there's also information on veterans benefits on the Veterans Linkage line as well.
Oh, look at that. There's the number.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're located in the lower level of the courthouse.
And a little snowier level here now.
A little bit of snow.
Yeah.
That's
still
all right.
It's still some grass sticking out.
In November, early December, so it's expected.
That's right. Christmas is a-coming.
Yes. I strongly suggest that people call my office to make sure I'm in. Lately, I've got a lot of meetings and things happening out of the office, but please call. Make sure I'll be around if you're...
Especially if you're traveling any distance to see you. Yes.
Yep. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445, and we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Fridays. We are open a full week, I believe, this week.
All right.
So we've had, Veterans Day holiday. We've had
Thanksgiving
holiday. Upcoming is a Christmas holiday. So
got a whole week.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Josh.
Sounds good.
See you again tomorrow. The nice thing about you is you work, even if, it's closed, we still do the radio show.
Of course.
So, yes,
sometimes
we'll continue.
The magic of radio.
Yes,
sometimes
one way or another,
we'll
get that on the radio. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lockmarle Veteran Service Officer, with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lockmarle County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here, for Vets Info on the Air.